Fast on the Car, this is Vince.
Hi, Vince. This is Straw over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Is this a good time to chat for you?
Possibly. I may interrupt you with my phone calls that come in.
Okay. No problem.
Unfortunately, that's the nature of my business, and that's what I do all day, so.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's the automobile industry is always like that.
Wholesale auto parts.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So it looks like you did a web registration and you were interested in our working capital program.
Right. One of your guys actually reached out to me a couple weeks ago and sent me his pamphlet, and I just responded to that.
Oh, I see. Okay. Perfect. So you got it in the mail or did you get an email?
Yeah, in fact, I have something here right now. Let me see here. I got it in the mail, and I actually don't see it at the moment. I think it's in my briefcase.
Okay, no problem. I can just fill out the rest of it here right now. Okay, cool. So I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you might have.
Okay.
Is your what's the structure of your business?
Wholesale auto parts.
Are you like a C-Corp, S-Corp?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, S-Corp.
Okay. S-Corp, okay. And how long have you been in business for?
17 years.
Okay. And I have your billing address here is 316 Coogan Way?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And I looked you guys up a little bit. You guys are a franchise, it looks like?
I'm one of 33, 34 now.
Okay, nice. Do you only have one location or you have a few?
Currently, I only have one.
Okay.
I'll be in the market for another, but that's down the line.
Okay, cool. Alrighty, so we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Debt consolidation, mainly. I have some of those higher interest cash loans out.
Okay.
That take the daily payment out of my daily cash flow. And
okay.
Kind of a larger short-term loans.
Okay, sure. Who are they with?
One's with OnDeck.
Okay.
That started off at 250 in January with their interest rate was right around 310, I think. We're about down to 240, 230 now, I think.
Okay.
And then the other one's called Rapid.
Okay.
And Rapid started off at 43-ish, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is iAdvance, and that started off at 30.
iAdvance?
Yep, iAdvance now, actually.
Okay. Okay, do you know what your balance is with Rapid?
I would have to get them a call, but I think 2 weeks ago it was at 43, so it's probably just right at 40 or just below 40.
Oh, okay.
And I think iAdvance is right around 33, 34.
Okay.
Thousand, that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure I wish it was $33.
Yeah, that would be nice, huh? But okay. I wouldn't be calling you.
Yeah. So the Rapid, did you say that you started at 43 and you're at 40 right now?
Oh,
did
I'm
you
sorry.
Just take that off?
No. It started at 40. It was a 40,000 loan. And let me pull that over. I got it on the worldwide, but they're called Rapid as well.
Mm.
The original loan was for 40, with the interest rate was at 53. So I'm down to about 40 now.
Okay.
And then iAdvance was started at 30. And you're probably going, what a dumbass. Everybody else does. But those were quick and easy. iAdvance started off at... iAdvance started off at 30,
mm-hmm.
and payback was 43, and that started in the middle of May.
May.
So we're probably, I think they said I was right around 33-ish, maybe a little
okay.
bit more.
Okay. That one's... And is the iAdvance the most recent one?
Yep.
Okay.
I advanced and Rapid actually started about the same time, a couple days apart.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I just filled out an app, and they both came in with finalizing it. Hell, I just put my name on both of them.
Okay.
You know, what I use it for, and I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name again.
It's Jia, J-I-A.
Okay, what I do is I have the opportunity to buy inventory for basically cash, and then when I do that, I get an extended terms and extended discounts.
Mm-hmm.
So the discounts tend to offset the interest rate that I'm paying on the loans,
mm-hmm.
but long term, you know, daily, it's a really big burden on my daily cash flow.
Yeah.
Because I'm a net 30 guy.
Net 30, okay.
And not everybody's net 30, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We get net, you get people that push it to 60 in 90 days.
Yeah.
So if you looked at my agent report, you go, ooh, he's got a lot of money.
Okay, so basically, usually, you know, when customers pay you, it's a net 30, so that's good.
Right.
Okay, cool. And so it looks like you have, in total, you have a balance of, let's see, maybe like 300 Gs, it looks like?
I would say it's right about there. I can get those confirmed numbers if you need me to, but that sounds about right.
Okay. And what's your gross annual sales like last year?
Just short of 1.7 million.
Okay.
We're projected just over 1.8 million this year.
Okay.
Hey, Carrie, will you go remind Ron that Matt's at lunch now? So he can back up on the phones. Sorry about that, Jar.
No problem. And, okay, so are you looking for extra capital on top?
If it's available, why not? Because it would help me buy extended inventory and give me... What's going on in our industry right now, Jar, is I've always been a specialized type product, whereas, I don't know if you know much about vehicles, but it's undercar and brakes and suspension has been my specialty.
Mm-hmm.
But the franchise group has grown into other aspects of the vehicle,
mm-hmm.
and because of all these large loans, I haven't been able to, you know, invest into any of those other lines, and those who I would love to be able to do that, and that'd probably be about another $100,000 investment.
I see. Okay, so basically, the franchise itself has expanded to other parts of the car, basically, and to get into that part of it, you would need extra capital to fund
it. And just for the record, I make a minimum of 38 GP on all the product I sell. So.
Okay. Okay. Not too bad.
No, that's a minimum. I think my average monthly average is 42.
Okay. And so basically, do you wholesale to, let's just say, for example, like collision centers, to like dealerships, things like that?
Sort of. We wholesale to all the local installers, licensed installers.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But yes, we sell to dealerships too, but they're a really small portion of our clientele base.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's true, because theirs is mostly, mainly, you know, whatever parts that they get from the manufacturer.
Right, OE, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they'll have to be, like, certified parts from Nissan, let's just say.
Yeah, but the wholesale end of it, they're allowed to buy aftermarket products.
Mm. Okay. Are you the only fast undercar in your area?
We have four in San Diego County. Each one has a... designated territory that we can't infringe on upon us. So nobody can put another one in my territory.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
And the territories are set per franchise agreements and all that.
Makes sense. You don't want to be competing against each other.
No, you don't want to be a 7-Eleven or McDonald's or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Then how would you rate your credit? National average is about 680. Do you think you're above?
I just bought a truck. I had a refinance at my bank, and Equifax had me at 800.
Oh, nice.
That's Equifax. Now, Expedia, what is that? Expedia?
Experience
has me lower because they do all my credit checks, my business credit checks under that, apparently.
Oh.
And a lot.
What
do
they have you at?
Last I looked, it was just over 7.
Okay.
And TransUnion had me closer to 8 as well.
Okay. Okay. Putting notes in here. Okay. And then are you currently, do you have any other applications out right now that you're waiting to hear back?
No. As a matter of fact, another bank just called me before you, but I told them I was exploring other avenues at the moment.
Oh, I see. Okay. You're very popular.
And when you file UCC, you just open the door.
Yeah, basically.
Come on in. There's a sucker over there.
Okay, cool. So I'll take a look at that and let's see here. And then do you have anything else that you wanted to take care of? Do you have any equipment, or just mostly mainly the capital side right now?
Capital, right. Equipment, I generally buy a new vehicle or two at the end of each year to offset taxes, but I may not need to do it this year because I have my own company vehicle that I just bought. So.
I see. For the 179, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. All right, sounds good. So, let's see. I'll go ahead and send over the application. So it's just a one-page app. I just need 6 months of bank statement and a tax return. And then also, when your customers pay you, do you mostly do POs or do you get credit card sales?
Most of it is no. It's traditional, like, you know, company checks.
Okay.
And there's no. I mean, only a handful of customers actually require POs, but no, it's customer just typical over-the-counter stuff.
I see. Okay.
They get monthly statements, and then they would, obviously pay their monthly statements.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so not much like credit cards or anything like that.
No, I do about $20,000 a month in credit cards.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so in that case, since that shows your sales too, I would just need four most recent months of that, the credit card statement, just so I can see a better picture of your business.
Okay.
And also, just if you could send over the, since you're consolidating three loans, I would need the contracts on those, just so I can see, you know, what we can do for you.
Okay.
And then that's about it.
And you said bank of cars, so you guys are a true bank, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So we borrow money at a lower rate than all the other people that you work with, like OnDeck and Rapid, and what was the other one?
iAdvance, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get all that together as soon as I see your email and get it together the next day or so for you.
Okay, perfect. Sounds
okay.
Good.
Thank you very much.
I'll look out for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no problem. And then, so I guess I would look out for your application. If I don't see anything in like a day or two, I'll just give you a quick call.
You got it.
All right. Thanks, Vince.
Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye.